Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Stop with the yelling over there already. Good Lord, I know you're excited about the announcement, but simmer down.
Simmer down.
It's crazy, right?
That is the rumor, though, Jeff. I heard there's a rumor that we have some big announcement tonight.
I know. I heard it, too. I can't imagine what it could possibly be.
I just don't know. I guess you're just going to have to stick around for the entire show to find out, because we're just sketchy like that. But on another note, guys, unfortunately, Karen was supposed to be here, but she actually had an emergency that came up. Nothing like, you know, like her leg got chopped off or nothing like that. She actually just had to put together some quick stuff for a meeting about her project that she's working on for grown-ups. So she actually had to cancel on us tonight, but I'm sure that she will have fantastic news for us, and she'll be here tomorrow.
That's right. On that note, we love Karen, and we will miss her dearly.
Absolutely. So quiet without her.
I know.
Oh, wow. So, Jeff, I heard a rumor about Firecrotch.
Oh, Lord. So, for those of you that listened last night, you know we were talking about Lindsay Lohan, and I made the mistake of bringing up how Paris Hilton or whatever and all them, when they were all hanging out a couple years ago, they nicknamed her Firecrotch, and it ended up turning into this whole big conversation last night, and my mother was in the chat room, and she's like, "What's a Firecrotch?" So they were trying to explain it to her in the chat room. So today I'm talking to her on the phone, and she calls me, and she's like, "Okay, what is the deal? Everybody was laughing at me last night, but what is a firecrotch?" So I had to explain to my mother what it really was. Can I just tell you how that was a fun conversation?
I can't imagine that went over very well. I mean, what? I mean, I guess you go by firecrotch or maybe ginger puss, you know, whatever. I don't know, but...
Well, you know, my mother's kind of prudish, you know. Like, I try to bust her out of her shell and always keep her uncomfortable. Yeah, I know. Like, Mom, I'm like, well, you know, when it comes to Christmas time, I'm like, "I'm going to get you a big black dildo for Christmas." I'm like, "That's what you need." And she always loses her mind. She's like, "You are my son. Don't talk to me like that." I'm like, "But Mama, that's what you need."
Oh,
do about
Lord.
It some good.
I can't imagine. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I just remember back in those days, like, having, you know, that talk that you have when you're around 12, 13 years old, when stuff starts to shift around and find its way into your bed sheets in the middle of the night with my mother, and that was just very awkward. I mean, I can't, like, that has got to be the most awkward conversation to have between any parent and child. Like, I would have rather learned about it from, like, at school, although the school that we went to, we wouldn't have learned about it. They just, I don't know, they would have said it was a sin. Diane.
It's the truth, you know, and, like, my poor mother, like, I really put this woman through the ringer. I swear, if she doesn't disown me.
She, she should.
I know. So, and I also have another announcement to make tonight, because I got yelled at last night, because, you know, I talk about my little friend quite a bit, and her nickname is the Angry Midget, but she's not actually, well, she is angry, and we were talking about today in her car, and I'm like, "Well, you are angry every day, at least about something, at least once a day, you're like, go off and blah, 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 blah." But she's not actually a midget, she's got like an inch on them, so... I just got to put that
out there.
I think
she just has, she has like that little person complex, you know? I think a lot of, like, little shorter-ish people have that. I mean, I can't say that I really blame them.
She's a little walking holiday. God bless her. She's a riot.
I mean, I'd be angry, too, if I had to walk around all the time with my neck cricked back like that. It must hurt.
You know, and if you follow Roseanne, and when she was on Conan O'Brien, like, maybe a month or two ago, she was talking about... she said midgets in the corner. It's like, "You can't say that. It's little people." And she was talking about how much she loves them and how, like, they're the world's answers to the problems. She's going to get their stem cells to solve the problems because they can drink more than their body weight. And I don't know if this is entirely true for my little chicken noodle angry midget friend, because when this girl gets drunk, she turns into a bobblehead. And then every time
true.
She's drunk,
I've seen
she
it.
Comes and she slaps me in the arm, and she says, while her head's bobbleheading, she says, Jeff, I'm drunk. Yes, Shannon, I realized that about an hour ago. When you were flipped upside down on a dance floor. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
You know she's crazy. But, Mike, I am so excited about revealing our big announcement tonight. It's going to be huge, and people are going to love it.
It really is. It's going to change your life, sort of like Fire Crotch. Just saying. It's better than Fire Crotch. But, I mean, why sit here
Can
and
we give him a hint?
Yakon?
Wait, let's give him a hint before we go. Yeah. So
okay.
The hint is our big announcement is very sexy.
It is very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
So that's your first hint. I'll give you another hint in 10 minutes.
Sexy like Fire Crotch.
Okay, that's what we'll do. I'm going to give out hints every 10 minutes. And then whoever gets it right, I'll send you an iTunes gift card. Just saying. Mike's like, really? Again?
Yeah. Again.
Mm-hmm. I like to give away Mike's money, guys. He gets a little upset. I'm not sure where our Shauna is tonight. I thought she was going to be joining us, but... Who knows? Maybe she's
out
at the grocery store. I hope she's getting me some biscuits and gravy. You know, I made some yesterday, and they were fantastic. I just have to tell you.
She's somewhere listening to Fire Crotch album on her iTunes. Or her
oh,
iPod.
Look at all these rumors surrounding me. Oh, wait, wrong song. Never mind. I knew it had something to do about rumors. But, Mike, so are we playing? Do we have a clip? Is that how we're breaking?
We have a clip from the Fire Crotch show last night because I just find it absolutely hilarious. And I know a couple of our regulars have been sick and weren't able to listen last night. So I wanted to share this for all of them.
Yeah, exactly. She's hard up for some cash for her jail bail and her crack money. You know, she needs some flow. So but here's my thing. I mean, are we really all going to run flocking to the stands to buy Playboy to see some washed-up actress with saggy tits and cracked yellow teeth?
Okay. Does anybody besides me remember her nickname from, like, years ago when she kind of hung out with Paris Hilton and, like, she had a little incident and they all were, like, calling her Firecrotch and she was, like, losing her mind and, like, crying because everybody was being so mean to her and they called her Firecrotch? Well, honey, I hope she has a good colorist.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying.
All the guys are like, oh, no.
Oh, Michael, you traumatized my mother. She's in the chat room in capital letters saying, Mike, oh, my faggy. Oh, she's traumatized. My poor mother. She's never going to be right.
here's the thing. The only thing I can picture right now for this Playboy is that some chick with nasty blonde hair, crooked yellow cracked out teeth, and a rug shag carpeting red in front of a trailer. That's what I'm thinking.
You're wrong.
Oh, Lord. So that's what you missed last night on Unscripted Radio.
We really know
how
to listen.
For the unedited version, just go to our website and just click it. Just click it. Click it or tick it. All right, moving off of Fire Crotch because I'm sure she's getting annoyed. Although I was talking to Jeff before the show. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, wait, do I get to rant tonight too? Sorry.
You do, actually. You do. I was like talking to Jeff before the show. I'm like, you know what? If enough people tweeted her and she called in to yell at me, I would be okay with that. I would be okay with Lindsay Lohan, a.k.a. Fire Crotch, calling in to yell at me for calling her Fire Crotch. And talking about her.
She would totally call in and play, like, the sympathy card. Like, why are you being mean to me? I've been arrested. I have to go to court. My life is horrible. I've been in rehab. I don't have any money left because I blew my wad. And
well,
I just
want
to let everybody know, our little friend there that we were talking about earlier, Chicken Noodle, Yeah, just sent me a text message with some colorful choices of words from Michael and myself.
I didn't do it. Yeah, you know, tell her to keep it up. I'm about to unmute her and let her have her leash. Or unleash. Oh, God. All right, so Jeff wants to rant a little bit, and we do have a sort of an unorthodox segment here at our show that we like to call Random Rant. So if you guys happen to have a random rant that you just want to share completely about anything, doesn't have to be on topic, it can be off topic, you can talk about fire crotch. Oh, we got one already. All right, well, the number is 323-417-6705. Jeff, do you want to rant first, or should we actually...
Well,
let,
okay, yeah, no, let me rant first, because we can get to the crazy cat lady in just a second. My first rant is that if Michael doesn't put our promo back up with our phone number, I'm going to hurt him. Like, he has these great promos he taped, and then he took them off the soundboard, which just agitates my face to no end. It makes me just want to go honk shoe in the middle of the show. It is not hot koala time. You know what? Anyway.
We haven't heard the cow in a while.
Madison's not here.
Oh.
So look. So here's my rant. So, you know, this radio show has been like a baby to Mike and I. And in the beginning, there was Howard the Duck. No. You know, we've done some shows for some fans that wanted to hear about some particular people and what was going on. And that was great, and we got a lot of followers on Twitter. They wanted us to follow them back, which we did. And we kind of bent over backwards for some folks. And, you know, it really bothers me. Yeah,
sorry,
it's officially Wednesday. Yeah, I just saw that. It really bothers me when it's not a two-way street. You know, like, we've done some promotion for this specific thing, and we're the reason why it got off the ground, and I asked a simple request, and I guess I kind of took it personal, but it's like, you know what, we've gone out of our way to help you, and when I asked for a little return on that, I was kind of shocked when I got the response. And it just bothered me a lot, and I'm just kind of done with it. So there's no more free rides here on Scripted Radio for me. If you want to advertise your website, do it yourself, because I'm done. And don't try to call in and get to speak to any guests, because I'm probably not going to put you through, because I'm just done with it. Like, you know, it's a two-way street. It's give and take. And we've done a lot for some people, and, you know, I just don't feel that they want to do that for us, so... Forget you. It just bothered me so much. Like, I was about to go off on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do it. And there's obviously a lot of colorful words I'd love to be saying right now, and I'm really trying to restrain myself because it really made me heated. I just kind of thought it was pretty shicey and just kind of crappy to do that. But whatever. It is what it is. But needless to say, if you get an unfollow on Twitter, you're going to know why.
Yeah, that we already took care of that earlier.
Yeah, it just bothers me, you know? Like, I love doing things and making people happy and giving them what they want. Yeah, it's not Jake. We love Jake Pentlin. He's a dream. You know, I'm just kind of, like, over it, but whatever. So when more big announcements come later on, they're going to be kind of bumming because I'm not doing any promotion for them whatsoever. So that's just kind of that. Anyways.
That's that. So let's bring on our first caller who has a random rant. It is actually Jeff's former neighbor, a.k.a. Crazy Cat Lady. She calls in quite frequently. What is your random rant?
Well, my random rant is actually a happy thing. My little kitty, who might have cost me $1,000 to fix, you know, he needed surgery, and his name's Buster Bunny. And his name's Buster Bunny because he likes to hop around, and really he jumps up on my back and hops around. He had a little issue with his nipple, and he chewed it, and it cost me, they said could have been like almost $1,000, but only cost me $427.85. But anyway, what I'm happy about, not really my rant yet, but what I'm happy about is he was playing in the kitchen with me, and he let me spin him around like I always spin him around, so he's doing so much better, and I feel good about his little $427.85 surgery. My rant is, I have a fucking neighbor who is an idiot and went to housing court and started screaming and yelling about, well, I've got his security deposit, but I want more than that. I want the damages. And the judge said, well, wait a minute, this is not small claims court. And it went back and forth, and my neighbor is a damn idiot. And she played idiot in spades. Every time that he didn't like what the judge said, he would say, okay, thank you for your time. And the judge would say to him, oh, we're not done yet. I know I'm kind of fragmenting this, but it was too funny. It was hysterical.
I wish I could have been there. That sounds absolutely hilarious.
It was, and it took every logical brain cell in my head to sit there and just think logically he's an idiot and don't put your heart up for this and laugh.
Look, it's because she's got beef with this neighbor because he had, like, the SWAT team and stuff at her house, or the Secret Service.
Yeah.
So she's really got beef with this guy.
Okay, and here's the big fun part that I can say. His name is Lee Baker, and I have an order of protection against him that a judge gave me because he has
history. What did you just say his name was?
Lee Baker, because I can. It's a matter of public record. His
Lee?
Name is Lee Baker. His middle name is Pete, and he goes by Pete. But his name is Lee Baker, and I have an order of protection, which is a federal...
Man. We're getting food tonight.
Oh, I don't care anymore. It is a federal issued paper saying if you talk to me, say boo to me, or try to intimidate me, you can go to jail. And I have the 5 counts of what he did on this paper, and I still might be called to a grand jury to testify in order to get him in trouble for what he did. He went to his wife's house, which he won't give a divorce to. He stole all the doorknobs and all the knobs off the appliances. And this was on the news, another matter of record, public record. It was all over the news. This guy's an idiot. He stole all the doorknobs and all the appliance knobs and a damn bird from his
Why the hell do you steal doorknobs? Unless you're doing it just to simply aggravate somebody. I mean, I'm going to break into somebody's house. I'm going to move out from my apartment, and I'm going to steal all the doorknobs and cabinet handles.
And a bird. This all that I'm saying is a matter of public record, so I'm not speaking as an opinion here. He saw all the doorknobs and the knobs off the appliances. Off the stove, the dishwasher, you know, whatever's in the kitchen, he stole knobs off. And it was all over the news. And I had a few people call me going, isn't that your neighbor? Yeah, he's not even a smart criminal. He's a stupid criminal. And he broke in and violated
an
order.
So he got your doorknobs and your handles, but did he get your knockers too?
Well, you know, one would think he'd go there, but no, he didn't.
Okay,
So he took all his stuff out of his wife's house. He won't give a divorce to, which is, again, matter of public record. I don't have to use the word allegedly. This shit's real. And I've got an order of protection after he got arrested because I happened to see when he took off in the morning, and I was so pissed that when the police were knocking on the door an hour and a half after he left the premises, the police were banging on the door, and I thought it was him banging on the door. But it wasn't the police. I mean, it wasn't him, it was the police. So I went out there to scream at him, going, get the fuck over this, excuse me again. Get over it. And it was the police. And they were like, oh, we're sorry to wake you now. I'm like, awake me? I haven't been asleep. And they're like, why not? I said, he's kept me up all night long. He finally took off at 4:45, and that was in the police report. And, yeah, I still might be called to a grand jury, which I am so hopeful for. But that probably won't happen. But I'm hoping. And because
Absolutely.
He has a history, of harassing people that say bad things about him, the order gave me an order of protection, which is a federal order of protection, not like a harassment thing, which is just like a tiny little misdemeanor. So he's an idiot. And he's about to move out of his house, and I am so happy for that. That means I don't have to look at him anymore. But I'm looking forward to him to move in because he probably didn't do all the legal right things he should be doing, which will delight the fuck out of me. You listening to me? Bite me.
Oh,
which I'm sure he's not.
Well, thank you so much, Crazy Cat Lady, for calling in and sharing your neighbor stories. Please keep us posted, which this man just happens to be my ex-neighbor. And I'm okay with it.
That's why Jeff moved.
Yeah, but thank you, Crazy Cat Lady. I do miss living across
Welcome.
The street. It's very difficult because, you know, now I'm actually like a block over, and then one of us has to get in a car. But when we want to drink wine, we can't because we're in a car. So this just makes it complicated, and it's downhill from her house to mine, so I'm insisting for the winter I'm going to get her a sled with one of the steering wheels. You know, so like if she gets really
a
good start going down the hill and she turns the corner real fast, she'll be able to at least make it to my street. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to get pictures. I'm telling you, kids. It's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
Especially when she's got a jug of wine in her arm or a bottle of tequila or bourbon or something, whiskey. It's going to be crazy. But thank you for calling in. It's time for our next hint. Mike, what's our next hint?
Okay.
You're asking me? Okay. Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to go with our next. Hint is going to be actress. One word, actress.
Okay, that's fair.
That's all I got. One word, actress. So, we actually before, because, Crazy Cat Lady actually was perfect because she went on this whole huge rant, and her story happens to be true, but we're actually going to be talking about rumors and gossip and all that in just a couple of minutes, but first, we actually have to, if I can find the clip, head over to the news desk with Cindy.
This is Cindy with tonight's news headlines. Atlanta police arrest 50 at an anti-Occupy Wall Street protest. They moved into downtown Atlanta after protesters have been encamped there for the past 2 weeks. In Oakland, California, the protest got so out of hand in front of their city hall, the police used 5 volleys of tear gas in blasts that intensified with each round. A plaza across from the government building was cleared when police fired tear gas and beanbag rounds, clearing the plaza in less than an hour. Organizers have instructed the protesters to be peaceful if arrests came. Many gathered, locking arms, singing "We Shall Overcome" as police arrested one by one. A South Carolina mother who told police her son killed himself and 3 family members has been charged with quadruple murder because she wanted their insurance money, police said on Tuesday. Susan Diane Hendricks, 48, was charged with the murder of her 2 sons, Matthew, who was 23, and Marshall, 20. Her ex-husband, Mark Hendricks, was 52, and her stepmother, Linda Burns, who was in her mid-60s, police said. Police reported seeing a significant trail of blood after entering her home in Liberty. The newspaper reported Matthew Hendricks and Linda Burns were found in the house. Evelyn Burns, Hendricks' sister, who originally called the police, said that she was worried about her family, who lived nearby. Authorities then discovered the bodies of Marshall and Mark Hendricks. Based on observation at the scene, forensic evidence, and interviews with family members, they determined that Susan Hendricks' version of what happened was false. Family members said that her motive was life insurance money. She was the beneficiary of multiple life insurance policies taken out by the victims, according to a police report. Pickens County Sheriff David Stone called it a horrendous act of evil. PETA is suing SeaWorld and accusing them of animal slavery because they keep their killer whales in captivity. The group wants constitutional rights for the animals, saying that SeaWorld is violating the 13th Amendment. PETA has also protested the park after one of SeaWorld's trainers was drowned by a killer whale and after two female whales and a calf died back in 2010. In the lawsuit, PETA would like the release of three killer whales from SeaWorld San Diego Park and two from the Orlando Park. All five of the orcas were violently taken from the ocean and taken from their families as babies. SeaWorld stated that extending the constitutional rights to killer whales is baseless and in many ways offensive. And those were tonight's headlines. For all of these headlines and more, be sure to check out www.unscriptedradio.com.
Thank you, Cindy B., for that news break update and a shocking story about the whales there, Jeff. I can't believe it there, don't you know? I mean,
I think Peter needs just, to take a pill.
Well, here's the thing. I'm all about, like, you know, animal rights and making sure the animals are protected, but constitutional rights? Did I hear her right in the news break? I mean, that's...
Look, maybe I'm a little bitter because, you know what, I can get married in, what, a handful of states, but now you want to give whales constitutional rights? Look, when everybody's free and equal in this country, then let me know about whales, okay? Like, I'm sorry, it's just kind of agitating to me. Like, it's a little ridiculous. I get it. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I really, really do. But you know what? I'm sorry. A whale's not my first priority. Me being able to file my taxes jointly and have proper medical care and be recognized as a married couple in every state in this country is a little bit more important than Shamu. Okay?
I think there would be a lot of people out there that would agree with you on that. I mean, you know, as I said, I'm all for...
I don't know.
Like,
it kind of makes me want to go get the fur coat out. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. Bye, guys. I don't own one.
Oh, look. If you see Jeff walking down the street with a fur coat, make sure you throw a bucket of paint on him.
Oh, my gosh. And I will totally be like Samantha from Sex and the City. And be like, I love New York.
Oh, gosh. But, I mean, you're totally right at what you're saying. Like, why are we worrying about getting whales constitutional rights? When
I mean, I get it. Look, I get it. But I'm saying there's so many people in this country that don't have constitutional rights, or better yet, in the world, that don't have the proper rights. I'm sorry. Whales are not going to be my first priority. It's just not.
Well, no, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, it's just, I know I told Cindy that, you know, if she saw some wacky story, to pull it and put it in the news break, but that just blows my mind. You
well,
know?
It's kind of insane, too, to me. Like, I mean, I understand, like, they're saying these whales were taken from the ocean cruelly. But, like, okay, they could have gotten eaten by jaws in the ocean. You know? Like,
I didn't think sharks...
I don't know. Like, I have a really hard time with this. I have a really hard time with it because I'm like, okay. I mean, yes, they have to do shows, X amount of shows a week or whatever. But, I mean, if they didn't like it at all, I mean, they obviously kind of have their own little... You know, if they have minds, wouldn't they just not do what people are training them to do?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, if it really hated its life, wouldn't it, like, dive out of the tank and, like, commit a Harry Carey? Like, come on.
I don't know if the whales are that smart that they're aware of committing suicide.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Whales are the dolphins. I'm sure they're very intelligent creatures, but...
There's starving children in this country, and you want me to worry about whales' civil rights? I can't get down with it right now. I'm sorry, our economy's in the shitter. People can't afford their mortgages, let alone to feed their children, and you want me to worry about Shamu? I'm sorry that I have... I think there's more pressing issues that we need to deal with right now versus a whale being held in SeaWorld. Wait, I've got the answer. How about SeaWorld agrees to only keep whales for 10 years, but meantime they have to give 50% of their profits to education in America and starving children? There we go. Let's solve the world's problem.
I think it's fair.
Mm-hmm. See, I should run for president. Roseanne Barr and Emmett, 2012. That's the ticket.
Barr Emmett. There you go. You heard it here first, folks. All right, so how many of you out there listening and in our chat room find yourselves addicted to, like, celebrity gossip. Like, you know, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, you know, looking at Perez Hilton and you know, when you're in the checkout line. I mean, it's clear as a nation that we're addicted to it. I mean, you go to checkout at the grocery store, in my case it's Wegmans, and visit them at Wegmans.com, and you're seeing the National Enquirer, the Star, Ladies Home Journal, you know, this person douchebagged on this person, you know, whatever, you know. Are we addicted to it? I mean, I honestly can say, for me, for the most part, like, I don't really necessarily follow celebrity gossip that much. Like, if it's a big story, and I mean, I have gotten a lot better with it since we started our show. I mean, you guys that have listened to us from day one, Jeff always used to pick on me because I never would watch, like, regular TV or didn't have cable, and I didn't, you know, keep up with Perez Hilton. And I mean, now, you know, you heard me last night. I was talking about Firecrotch. You know, I keep up with the good stuff, but I don't find myself.
You didn't even know that she was called that until I told you, you dingbat. Look, okay, so I'm going to put it real. Like, as a child, I was totally obsessed with it, but not because of what you're probably thinking. Like, I was just obsessed with celebrity as a whole. And, like, I would go grocery shopping with my mother. And at this one grocery store, they had, like, a little eatery. You could get some pizza. And I would go get the rag mags. And I would totally sit at their little, like, thing. And I would read them while my mother was grocery shopping. Nobody ever yelled at me, but I totally did. And then I would make my mom buy me a Teen Beat. I'm just saying. Like, it's how it works. Because, I mean, back in the day, like, there was no internet. Like, there was no Twitter. I mean, there was no internet. Like, that alone. I guess I'm kind of dating myself. But, you know, like, I mean, that's where you kind of got your news and what was going on with them. Because there wasn't shows like The View or, you know, that, like, told you what was going on or The Talk or whatever you want to listen to. There just wasn't those shows. Oh, no, there was a show. Does anybody remember? It was on E! I can't remember the girl's name, but it was, like, Peace, Love, and Gossip. And she did, like, the little hand gestures. It was like when he first came out, but still, like before this. I think it was called Gossip or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure somebody in the chat room, if they remember it, they'll tell me. But, like, I mean, that was kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right with that. I mean, like, back in the day, I mean, this isn't even back in the day. This is going back probably, like, 5-6 years ago. Really not even. I mean, we're talking, like, you know, we had, like, the magazines that you would read in the store, but nothing like how it is now. I mean, like, if Lindsay Lohan does something stupid, which we know she all does, if you're signed up on the Twitter thing or whatever, you'll get an email blast to your cell phone. Everyone knows everybody's business, like, in a matter of seconds, it seems. And, I mean, is that – and I just the whole thing is very interesting. And then there was this article that actually pulled – for today's show, talking about gossip and how much it's, like, a part of our society. Basically, a new study found that gossip actually, believe it or not, just going to kill me, another statistic, makes up 80% of our conversation. And CBS claims gossip is a $3 billion a year business.
Right, but, well, I mean, just look at Perez Hilton. I mean, when we looked into advertising on his website, and she sent me this thing back, and it was like $30,000 for a month spread, I was like, yeah, we're going to have to look at other venues. I mean, that kid is making bank off that website. It's sick.
Really, I mean, 80%. I mean, obviously, 80% of our conversation, and it's like, here's the ironic part that I wish Karen was here to jump in with this because we could use a female perspective on this, but according to some of the studies, it actually appears that gossip is not exclusive to women. The study actually found that men are more likely than women to discuss details of others' private lives. I mean, I don't know, Jeff, do you, like, well, see, maybe it's different for us.
I completely agree with that. Straight men are the worst.
Blame the breeders.
No, it's true. Like, straight men gossip, but they do it in a different way. And they don't let women know that they do it. I mean, I've been a part of it. Like, I swear, I got more good scoop from the straight men I knew than any of the girls. And I mean, look, when I was a kid, I totally was, like, the neighborhood gossip. Like, I knew everybody's business. And I swear they told me because they wanted me to know, because they would go back and use me as, like, their little messenger. And I loved it. Like, and I still, to this day, I don't care. I got no problems. Like, I don't really care about, I mean, I was obsessed with Perez there for a minute just because I wanted to know, and now I don't even look at the site anymore. But, like, on that little dead-end street with the crazy cat lady, there was so much going on. Like, that street makes you nosy. You're just looking out the window. And as long as it's not my crap, I don't care. Like, I'm, you know, I want to know what's going on in the hood.
Oh, right, absolutely. I mean, I completely forgot where my train of thought was going there for a minute. Because I was reading something from Twitter from one of our fans. ChalkHound35, we love you too. All right, so I found that interesting. Like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, because, like, for us in high school and middle school and stuff, Jeff, like, we always hung around with girls. So, like, I guess I was always just part of used to that whole gossip rumor mill thing. And, I mean, I can admit I couldn't have – I dished it well in high school. I dished it very well. So, I mean, I guess I never really had that inner circle of, like, guy friends, so to speak, until I got to college. But you're right. They do. It's in a different way. Like, girls, I think when girls do it, they tend to seem to be more catty, I guess. Like, when they gossip, it's very more catty, like they're trying to get at someone. When guys gossip, like, I'm thinking about my two roommates and like, guy friends that I had at college that were straight. When they gossip, I don't think that they look at it as gossiping. I think they more or less look at it as, like, fact-sharing, so to speak. Like, I remember some of the conversations that they would have talking about girls that they had gone on dates with. And I was like, well, yeah, bro, she's a little loose in the fire crotch, if you know what I mean. That sort of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, I guess it never dawned on me that that was, like, sort of gossiping because it's done in a different way.
You know, I think gossip, though, it can be evil. I mean, I guess I've learned as I've gotten older. I mean, I just thought it was a good time. Like, it's just nosy. And I think, though, as people, it is just one of those things that everybody does it, whether they want to accept it or not.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it goes to different levels. Like, I, you know, think back to myself in high school. It, like, it's one thing, I think, like, if a person tells you something and then you repeat it, that's one thing. But if you're just blatantly, like, making stuff up or digging through people's trashes or hacking into their emails, like this one man that was actually charged for hacking into the private email accounts of Scarlett Johansson, Christina Aguilera. His name was Christopher Chaney. Actually got so obsessed with the celebrities' private lives, he hacked into their email accounts. He wasn't trying to, so he says, like, take their photos or, you know, like, sell them or make money off of them. He was just so obsessed that he just wanted to read about it. And the FBI actually busted him. And he's like, God, how much time is he going to serve? Let me just scroll through the article. He faces up to 121 years in jail if he's convicted on all accounts. Crazy. I mean, that's taken into the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Would you? I mean, I know, like, all right, I'll admit to it. When I was in high school, I wanted to know something about a person. So I went through his backpack and found some love notes between him and this girl that he was dating. But, sorry, guys.
Are you dying?
No, I got, like, something. Ever since I got the flu shot, like, my throat has been really dry lately.
I told you.
I don't mean to hawk up a lung in your ear. So.
Oh, do you see what Joyce just said?
I just saw that. Way to call us out, Joyce. Way to call us out.
But I can't imagine, like, now, hacking into someone's private email, like, to read, you know, to read something about them. I mean, who has that kind of free time? I work during the day, and then I come home
seriously?
And I work at the bar.
I know we're still talking about gossip, but this is going to make me crazy. Someone needs to find out what the hell that show was called on E! Entertainment. It was in the early 90s, maybe 95, 94. And it was a girl, I can't remember her name, and she used to say peace, love, and gossip. And it was like, I think it might have been called Gossip, but I don't think so. And I'm trying to find, it's one of those things that's going to make me crazy, Mike. Like, literally, I am trolling online looking for this because it's making me crazy.
I figured you were a little distracted because I'm just going on my merry way over here and you're not saying a word.
Because I'm too busy trying to find out. And see, they did have Melrose Place in 92 when they had the Howard Stern show. Okay, come on.
Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, Me Too, you're right about it. I mean, the Gossip Girl is actually like an entire show built around gossip. And, I mean, it gets addicting. I mean, I can speak from personal experience, like when I was in it, in the thick of it in school, like that, I lived for it, whether it was true, false, made up, repeated, written on the bathroom wall. I mean, I lived for it. I mean, I would be the one that would be running, you know, if I overheard something or saw something, I would be the next one running to one of my friends like, oh my God, did you hear about this? I mean, ask Jeff. I was crazy. I mean, he was... I was bad.
Yeah.
I'll admit to it. But, I mean, it's not so much anymore. Like, I think it's one of those things that you go through it, like, in school especially, and then as you grow into adulthood, you sort of grow out of it. I mean, unless you work in, like, a situation where it sort of fosters it. Like, obviously, when I worked in the phone center, well, we were on the phone most of the time, so we didn't really have much of a chance to talk, and we couldn't really leave our desk. But, like, it's a lot easier for it to happen in an office setting versus, like, my job now. I spend the good majority of my day meeting with customers. Like, I don't work with anyone directly other than the customers. I'm not going to really gossip with the customers. I only see them for 30 minutes at a time. What the hell are we going to gossip about? The weather?
Right. It's
so,
true.
I think they want another clue. They want another hint.
Another clue. I have to say, our next hint is just, you know, this news is all that.
Nice. Very
you like
nice.
That?
I think that they're thinking about it. I can feel them in the chat room right now. They're thinking. They absolutely
know.
Are thinking about it.
It's kind of crazy.
But we will have our big announcement here coming up. Very soon.
That damn cat just shows up, and who knows? Okay, is anybody else researching this for me? Because I'm still stuck on this damn show. I thought there was some show called The Gossip Show, but that's not what it was called. How can nobody else know this from me? I'm never going to get over it until I know. Yes, they do.
Who cares?
Yes,
they
do. It's important.
You think they do. Don't.
Well, if they don't care, then it's important to me. Because it's just one of those things. You know, when it's something you know and you just can't remember what the hell it's called and it makes you crazy until you can figure out what it is, it's one of those things.
Lord, someone help him out,
the
please.
The girl that
kind of
hosts the show, I don't know why, but I'm getting Mel B in my head. It's not Mel B, but she kind of reminds me of what Mel B looks like now. I'm just saying. I can't find it anywhere, and it just makes me want to cry.
It's a figment of your imagination.
It's not, because she used to do the peace sign, put her hand over her heart, and then gossip. She used to do the little, like, talky thing and do the hand. And she'd always be on different locations. Maybe it was called The Gossip Show. Who knows? This is breaking my heart that nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody else was like a big E person like I was. That's not what it was. You mouthed them wrong. So, anyways, Michael, I'm so excited because we get to give out what our big news is in like 5 minutes.
I know. I can hear them. They're in the chat room. They're freaking out. They're so excited.
It is very exciting. I mean, it's great news for us. It's going to be fantastic. I just want to give out a little shout-out to Brian, the Bry Guy 6. I don't know where he's been lately. But
well,
you missed it, buddy.
Oh,
there he is. He's in the chat room. Who would know? Wait, what is Justin talking about? Wow. Anyways, so it's just a few minutes away, and I'm kind of lost right now. I've got nothing.
I can tell.
So, Mike, what else are we talking about tonight?
That was it. It was really gossip, and that was pretty much it.
This is not good, kids. You know, we're totally lost without Karen. I really hope everything will work out. We miss her so much, and I can't wait to have her back tomorrow. And, yeah. So, let me just play a little clip for you all, because I know how much you love... it wasn't Talk Soup. Yeah, right? It wasn't Talk Soup, but it was on, like, after or before, because Melrose Place, see, they do care. Jennifer's trying to help me. Melrose Place was on at, like, 6 and 7 o'clock every night, and then there was this gossip show with this girl, and then there was, like, Talk Soup. It said gossip was in the name. It could have very well just been called gossip, but I can't find it. It's just making me crazy. So, but let me play a little clip for you all of some favorite memories of ours. Sound good, Mikey? Sound good? Yes?
Well, since you have nothing better to talk about.
Oh, how about better we just give them, let's give it to them. So, our surprise news, we have to kind of give you the person, and I believe this person that has the surprise news is on the line. Are you there, our super sexy secret?
I hear me echoing.
Yoo-hoo!
I hear me echoing.
Yes, honey, we're talking to you, our super sexy secret. You're off mute.
Yes, honey, we're talking to you, our super sexy secret. You're off mute. That's funny.
There is always technical difficulties on this show. Okay. Well, while we're waiting to work that out, I'm going to play this clip, and we'll be right back with our super sexy secret.
Thank you.
Let's see who this next caller is. 818, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Leah.
Shut the front door.
This is Leah.
Leah?
No way!
Yes.
Is it really?
Don't you know my man voice?
From
your
the
fans
top.
Are going nuts in the chat room right now. Can I just tell you, honey?
I know. That's why I'm calling. I have very, very loving and loyal fans on Twitter, and they've been tweeting me, please, Leah, call in. Please, Leah, call in. And so I called in because that's the least I can do for the amount of support and love that we're getting. So
oh
I want to thank that. I
know,
wanted
right
to take
now,
the
we
time.
We want to squish your face and bite it.
I
right
now,
squish
your face.
I want to bite you.
Now, I will take your face, and I will squeeze it so hard. So hard, I will kiss you really hard on your mouth.
It's too much.
Okay, wait a minute, honey. This is my show, and I'm about to go ass out, okay? Because I can't even handle this. Because literally, I mean, Lee, I don't want you to get mad, honey, but I've been kind of stealing your act on the talk, baby.
That's okay.
You're like,
so
get
good.
Crazy. Like, Sarah. And Mike, I wish you was.
What's it like to be yourself and natural and just be yourself on TV?
It's not easy. It's not easy because you're not really prepped. You can't rehearse to be yourself. and you
right.
can't rehearse to be live. So it's
yeah.
a much harder job, you know, to just think of things as it happens. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Let's see who this
All
next
right.
caller
is.
Is 818, you're on the air.
Fighting.
Hello?
Okay, so we actually have all our technical difficulties worked out now, and we are ready to make our big, huge, fantastic announcement.
Yay! Okay, so let's just review the hints for a minute.
We've been playing our secret caller. We've been playing a game all night, sort of with our audience in the chat room and listening at home. We've been dropping them hints. We're trying to see if anyone's figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
So our first hint was that our secret was super sexy.
Very nice.
Yeah. Our second hint was actress.
Very true.
What the hell was the third hint? Oh, is that the secret was all that.
Ha you kind of like gave it away with that one.
And you
really
know,
did.
Only one person in the chat room is getting it.
Oh, very good.
So, for everybody that doesn't know, would you like to tell them the big news, our super sexy secret?
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Katrina Johnson from All That, and I am going to be one of your new guest co-hosts.
Katrina is going to be on with us when Karen is off and when Katrina can. So it's
yes.
going to be amazing. We're so excited to have you join Unscripted Radio.
I'm so excited. I'm doing a happy dance right now.
That is so awesome. And, I mean, we, you know, we're going to have you on, like, as often as you want to be on. And, I mean, even if Karen's here, you can come on with Karen. It's just we're completely, like, a party show here. Like, seriously.
I love it. I'm so excited.
And we've officially renamed our Fun Friday show to the Red Light Special Show, just for you guys
Ooh.
And all that.
Fabulous.
Well, I thought you'd like that. The Red Light Special
Show. I do.
Show.
I won't tell my dad to listen those days.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pastor.
They're a little more, oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, have mercy.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
So, really, what's going on with you? Right now we hear you're a little bit sick. Fill everybody in and tell them what's been going on. You poor thing.
Oh,
goodness.
You're
a little under the weather.
Yes, I actually have pneumonia right now. And I went to the doctor a few times. Like, I had some, like, chest infection, like, a month ago, and it never went away, and it mutated into this. So I am now officially on more steroids than Arnold Schwarzenegger and the entire WWE cast. I guess steroids help you get rid of it. I don't know. And a whole bunch of antibiotics and a whole bunch of happy pills. I'm just a mess right now.
Well, you sound fantastic.
Well, I feel good. They must be kicking in.
Absolutely.
It is so exciting. I just really can't get over the fact that we have Power Rangers on the show and a girl from All That. I mean, what it just doesn't get any better than this.
It's pretty action-packed.
It is. And we're all so crazy.
Oh, my God. You guys, it's such a crazy show tonight. Like, Katrina, I just got to fill you. We were talking about, like, gossip all night and how
mm-hmm.
we're all addicted to it. And then we were trying to have them guess your secret, and Jeff is going to kill me, but they're tweeting right now that the secret and the announcement was that Jeff is pregnant.
and it's mine.
I said that if I was pregnant, Oprah would be coming back on the air to do a special because
absolutely,
it would be
miraculous.
Yeah, honey, that was the Immaculate Conception right there. That could explain why I got some back problems.
It would be fabulosity at its highest.
I've got like a 25-year-old fetus in there.
Oh, Lord.
I guess it happens. Who knows? So, Katrina, tell us more
yes.
about what's going on. Now, last week you came on and had another big announcement.
Yes, I am joining the cast of Grown Ups. And I'm super excited for that because that is in just a couple of weeks here. And I get to play Sabrina Starr, who's like this sultry, vivacious, super talented, super, super famous pop star, kind of like a Britney Spears. And so I'm really excited because this will be my first role where I get to be sexy. Because everybody kind of remembers me as, you know, young and the baby and cutesy and chubby. And I am so excited to finally get to be like a little sex kittenish.
Well, honey, I don't think it's going to be much of a stress for me, a stress for you, because I was looking at some of your photos there, sister.
Wow. Uh-huh. Exactly. I've been working at it. And I've been working out. I've been, you know, doing what you got to do. And I'm blonde now. I'm super excited.
You look fantastic. And you sound great, even
you.
With walking pneumonia. I
well,
swear
thank
you're a
you.
Trooper.
I'm doing laps in my living room right now because I'm so excited.
Oh, it's great. So are you going to do any singing on the show?
Well, I don't know if I'm really allowed to talk about this, but I actually am a singer, but as it turns out, the character that I'm playing gets into a little bit of trouble for that reason.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So in the end, she kind of gets stripped of all of her money, all her fame, all her glory, and then she has to take a big old humble piece of humble pie and learn how to be a regular person. So if this character actually sings, you'll have to watch the show and see.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be good. I get to be a scandalous broad.
We
There's
love
nothing more fun than being scandalous.
Yeah, I get to be a sex kitten and scandalous. Like, I'm so excited.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah, not much. And rich. I get to be rich, too. That's pretty awesome.
Can't
be or at least at first. Yeah.
Oh, I think somebody's lost on my street. Honey, that's an intersection. You can't park there, boo-boo. Oh, no, it might be a drug deal. I thought I moved to a good neighborhood. Oh, never mind. He's getting out with McDonald's.
Oh, maybe they brought you some.
The thing that, oh, never mind. It was a, oh, Lord.
Well, do tell.
It was a Hyundai. I should have known better. You never know what's going to happen with the show because half the time I'm out on the porch freezing my rear end off.
I like it.
I have to, like, go inside, outside. I go all over the house. It's crazy.
I feel you. Yeah, I do laps. That's what I do.
Okay, so like, tell everybody where you're based out of because, like, this show is becoming, like, crazy national because we're all in different locations.
Yeah.
I'm in New
we're
York,
all over the
Mike's
place.
Rhode Island, Karen's in L.A.
And I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, I can't wait. We got to get you on some location sites. It's going to be so exciting.
Oh, I got this. Not a problem.
Absolutely. We're all looking forward to it. I mean, it is going to be crazy, and we've only got about, like, a minute or so left here. So, I mean, Katrina's going to be on with us starting next week, right? We're going to go for
That's right. That's
Monday.
Right. I'm ready.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
be live on
so,
Monday.
I'm very excited.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned, everybody.
And make sure you join
you
our chat room. Follow us on Twitter. Yeah. Follow Katrina on Twitter. Go to her website. Go to our website. And make sure you click on some ads.
Oh, yes. Click on some ads. Click like. Stay connected.
That's right.
Definitely.
Katrina, what's your website for everybody in your Facebook page and your Twitter name? Let's do them all.
My Twitter name is Katrina A. Johnson. And my Facebook fan page is also Katrina A. Johnson. It's just the regular Facebook page and then Katrina A. Johnson. And my website is katrinajohnson.com. And it's KatrinaJohnson.
You heard it here, kids. So make sure you check out our pages and click us some ads, honey. We need your money.
That's right.
Money, money, money.
And, and we'll get all of Katrina's bio now that the secret is out. It's going to be up on our website this weekend. That's going to be one of my projects.
Yay.
Absolutely. So I know we just went.
we went over here by a couple of seconds. They just lost us online, but they'll get us in the archives. But other than that, everyone take a little time to enjoy the view. I mean, the radio, not the view, the radio. Long night.
Email michaelcummings.com.
Michael
Handel's legal department.
That was fun.
Oh, Katrina, I'm so excited you're joining us.
I am stoked.
Oh, Ryan, I can't wait for Monday now.
Oh, me too. I can't wait for Fridays.
I know. Girl, you got to get better. You got to get Jose in you.
I know. I got to get your address so I can send you my Jose.
I know that's right, but we'll... That's it, kids. Good night.